Good morning. Glad you're joining us this morning for this time of worship. Hey, it's Mother's Day, and I found this quite comical. What kids say to mom? I'm hungry. I'm tired. Where are we going? Why not? I want to go. Things that kids say to dad. Where's mom? I find that to be true quite a bit in my household. Kids are always wanting mom, and we're so grateful for our moms. I'm so grateful for the mom in my household, my wife, Trista, and all that she does for our kids. And I hope that you have made to feel that you're really appreciated in your family, all you moms out there. Before you have children, there's one thing that I don't think many of us think about prior having kids, and that is, what kind of legacy am I going to leave? Will I leave a legacy? And, well, to be honest with you, every person is going to leave a legacy. The question to ask is, what kind of legacy am I going to leave behind? And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. If you want to know what kind of legacy you're going to leave, well, it's determined by who you spend your time with, how you spend your time. Those will determine a lot about who you are and what your legacy is going to leave for your children. You might want a legacy of love, but you'd rather spend time with things rather than people. You might want a legacy of joy and happiness, but you're always saying how you want your life to be different rather than the life that you do have currently. You might want a legacy of encouragement and positivity, but you're constantly pointing out to others the things that they do wrong, because that kind of makes you feel better about yourself. You see, we have to pay attention to the things that we pay attention to. And if we do a good job of doing that, then we're going to blaze a trail in our life that will leave a legacy for our children that will really help them in their life. The Apostle Paul writes the books of 1 and 2 Timothy to a young preacher who Paul invests some time in. Paul knows that his time on this earth soon will be over, and he's going to have to pass on the torch of leadership in the early church. And he saw in Timothy a young man who was up to the task. And so he writes these two letters to this young man, encouraging him, because the Apostle Paul knows that it's going to be tough to be a leader in the early church. And he tells Timothy, you're going to have hard conversations. You're going to get in big messes with people. You're going to have to tell people things that they don't want to hear. You're going to teach things from God to people that they're not going to like to hear. And Paul sees something in Timothy. He knows there's something within him that he can handle the job. That as Paul passes on this torch of leadership to this young man, he's up to the task. You see, 2 Timothy in chapter 1, Paul sets forth to remind this young preacher, Timothy, that he has been given a great legacy from his grandmother and his mother, and he needs to use it. If he uses this legacy that was passed to him from his grandmother and his mother, then he will be able to be that leader that God needs him to be for the church. And this is appropriate this morning that we look at this, being it's Mother's Day. And I want this to be an encouragement to the moms and also dads that our legacy really counts for our children. And we need to be laying a foundation of faith for our children, leaving behind a legacy that will help carry them through in their life, that they'll have that strong foundation that's already been built up for them because of the legacy we as moms and dads have left behind for our kids. So, if you have your Bibles, you can turn open to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1. We're going to start in verse 5. Paul says, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I am reminded to you, fan the flame, the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit of God gave us, does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. The Apostle Paul had spent time with Timothy's mother and grandmother, and he saw what was in them had been passed down to Timothy, this legacy. He saw that in him, that he resembled his mother and his grandmother. And because this legacy of faith had been passed on to Timothy. It was now his turn. He had to use it. It was more than just knowing it. Now it was time to put it into action for the service of God's kingdom. Now, I don't know if we think about it like this, but we actually have two legacies in our life. You have the legacy that was passed on to you, and then you have the legacy that you pass on to your children and to your grandchildren. Now, the first legacy, that legacy that's passed on to you, that's mostly completely out of your control. You have no control over what is passed to you from your parents or your grandparents. But that second legacy, well, that's on you. That's what you leave behind. That's the summation of your life and what you were about. That's all up to you. It's on your shoulders to deal with. And Paul challenges Timothy, now is the time to use that legacy that your mother and your grandmother had passed on to you. But as you read the story here, and you think about this family dynamic, someone is missing. Maybe you've caught that. What about Dad? Where's Timothy's father in all of this? Well, we don't read of his father in these two books, 1 and 2 Timothy, but if you go back to the book of Acts, the early beginnings of the church in the first century, in Acts chapter 16, Timothy's father is described as a Greek. What does that mean to us? Well, if Timothy's father was a Greek, then that means that he didn't follow Christ. He wasn't a believer. Obviously, Timothy's mother and grandmother, they were believers. They were followers of Christ. But Timothy's dad was not. And it's interesting to think about that, that one of the top leaders in the early church was raised to know Jesus Christ and have a strong faith in teaching others, making disciples as Jesus asked us to do. That was all given down to him, passed on to him through his mother and his grandmother, not his father. So where is his dad? Some scholars believe perhaps that Timothy's father had passed away. He had died. But more likely, after reading Acts 16 and the description that he was a Greek, he was around, he was in the home, but he just wasn't a believer. He wasn't a follower of Christ. And so it wasn't important to him. He didn't impress that upon his family or his son Timothy. He more than likely was probably antagonistic about this and just had nothing to do with faith and following Christ. And for the moms who are in this situation, I want to speak directly to you to be encouraged in this. As you read that the faith of Timothy's mother and grandmother, the legacy that they left this young preacher, it was strong and vibrant, and it was used by God. And don't give up encouraging your children in their faith, but to have faith in God, to believe wholeheartedly that God can use whoever he wants to do whatever he wants. And so you keep doing what you're doing, even if you're not getting much support. And so Timothy is raised spiritually by these two women, and he's a powerful leader in the first century church. And it's interesting, when you read scripture, there are a lot of family dynamics that you read about, but it just never appears that you find the exemplary family in all of the Bible. Eugene Peterson says this about that fact. He says, the search of scripture turns up one rather surprising truth. There are no exemplary families. Not a single family is portrayed in Scripture in such a way to say as to evoke admiration in us. The biblical material consistently portrays the family not as a Norman Rockwell group beaming in gratitude around a Thanksgiving turkey, but as a series of broken relationships in need of redemption. And that's true. As you read throughout Scripture, that statement is very true. And you fast forward to today. In our families, it's much the same. We all have families that there's some dysfunction. There's some problems. And we get caught up by looking at another couple and saying, well, that's the model marriage right there. I wish our marriage could be like that. Oh, but if you really knew what happened inside those four walls, it possibly could change your mind. Or you might say, man, I wish my kids were like those kids. Give it enough time, and those kids, they may act out just like your kids as well. And we can point the finger and think that everyone else has got it together. We all have struggles. We all have different situations in our families that are difficult. And we like to at times say, you know, I messed up because of the legacy that was passed on to me. It was because of my parents and how they raised me. That's why I am the way that I am. And we like to pass the buck and not take responsibility. But we need to realize that one day you have to make your own decision as to what legacy you want to leave behind for your children. Whether you were given a good legacy when you were being raised or not, it's up to you. It's your decision and what you want passed on to your kids. And Paul reminds Timothy that there's a lot of potential that he has, and that it's time to tap into that potential for God's kingdom benefit. And he should be so thankful for the fact that he had a mother and grandmother that were willing to pass that on to him. And we see Paul also recognize Timothy in the regards of the gap that was there, not having that father figure spiritually. And Paul talks in the book of 2 Timothy of being a spiritual father, that he wanted to step in and fill that spiritual void as a man to a young man. I remember a couple of years ago when our family had moved to Pena, we were at the park, and Mitch and I were playing catch with a football, and there was a young boy, a couple of years older than Mitch, playing, and kind of was eyeballing he and I, and his mother was sitting on a park bench watching her son play. And finally, after the boy had just watched us back and forth playing catch with the football, I just said, "Hey, bud, you want to play catch with us?" And he just kind of nodded his head, and he ran over to us. And I remember I threw the football to him, and he caught it. And this boy, he raised his hand up to throw it, and then he kind of looked at the ball, and he looked at me and said, "I don't know how to throw this." And out of the corner of my eye, I looked over, and I could see this boy's mother with a little bit of a tear in her eye as she kind of brushed it away. For the men listening, this is where you and I, as spiritual leaders, need to step up and fill the gap when there's that opportunity to fill that gap. For moms who have a husband who's not involved or not in the picture at all, that we would be there to encourage spiritually children because they need it from a man as well. Let me read again here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. Paul says, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." And all parents, they know, all parents, all of us, we know just as well as Timothy's mother and grandmother knew that there are some things that we're going to get wrong. As parents, we're not perfect. We make mistakes. But there is one thing, and I wanted to encourage you in this as well. There's one thing that I think that Timothy's mother and grandmother knew they did not want to get wrong. And that was laying a foundation of faith in Jesus Christ for this young boy, for Timothy. And for you and I, there are going to be some things in life that we mess up, that we get wrong. But there's one thing that we should be determined to get right, and that's to lay that foundation of Christ for our children, to leave behind that type of a legacy. Perhaps one of the, if not the most important thing that you and I can do as parents. It means a lot to have a mom that's willing to do that. Now, I had a grandmother that was willing to do that, that as a child took me to Sunday school every single week, who encouraged me to read my Bible and to grow in the knowledge of God's Word. And she encouraged me and she encouraged me. And there were times as a kid growing up that I could be pretty ornery, and I could act out in ways that I shouldn't have. And I'm sure there were times when my grandmother just scratched her head and wondered, are those Sunday school lessons getting through to him at all? And I know as parents, we have the same struggles. And we need to be encouraged to keep encouraging, to keep applying, to keep teaching, so that our children's, the legacy they receive, will have that firm foundation of Christ. One day, And it seems like at times it's like planting a plant. You put it in the ground, you water it, and you just stare at that plant, and you stare at that plant, and you don't see it grow, and you get frustrated. You say, come on, God, I'm doing this work. I'm doing what you asked me to do, and there's no fruits. And what we need to realize is that sometimes it takes a legacy a while to take root. But don't give up. To be encouraged in God's word, to keep the faith and keep encouraging your children and applying God's principles to them and God's word, and one day it will grow. A story to encourage you in that comes from a man who was a preacher. He's since passed on. His name was Fred Craddock. He tells a story after a church service one day. A woman came up to him in the church lobby, and she wanted just a few minutes of his time because she wanted to share her testimony with her minister. And so he listened, and she said that when she was in her first year of college, that she was overwhelmed, life was difficult, her semester, her college career didn't start out like she thought it would, classes were hard, she was looking at the amount of debt that she was going to incur to get her degree. She had had a relationship with a man that had ended. She thought that perhaps this guy could be the one, and she couldn't handle the stress of life anymore, and so one evening she decided she would take her own life. And she went and found a bridge that she was going to jump off of. And before this young woman stepped up on the rail to jump off, she heard these words, "Cast all your cares on God because he cares for you." And the woman looked around, and she didn't see a single soul in sight. And she didn't step up on that rail. She actually took a few steps back. She went home, and that next week, she went to church. She went to church, and she received Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. Fred Craddock asked the woman, "Did you know that that was a Bible verse that you heard?" And she said, "At the time, I had no clue. I had no idea." And Fred Craddock said, "Well, I mean, did you go to church?" And she said, "No." And he asked, "Did you go to church when you were a little girl?" And she said, "No." And then she thought for a moment, and she said, "Well, as a matter of fact, when I was a little girl, we would go and spend some time with my grandmother, and she went to church, and when we spent time with her, she would take us to church. And she always made sure that we stayed with her during the week of vacation Bible school." And Fred Craddock said, "Right there it is." Just keep laying that foundation. Keep laying that foundation, even though you might feel like you're not getting anywhere, you're wasting your words, you're wasting your time. Keep laying that foundation of faith in Jesus Christ, because you never know when God's going to use it. So moms, don't grow weary in your encouraging words to your children and laying that firm foundation of Jesus Christ, and just keep planting those seeds and planting those seeds and living it out in your life, and it's going to make a difference, even though you don't currently see it. And so we see a legacy of faith that's been passed down to Timothy from his mother and his grandmother. And we see that there was a foundation poured, the foundation of Jesus Christ. And now we're going to see the word of God lived out to Timothy from his mother and his grandmother. You go back, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. It says, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also." And Paul says, sincere faith. That word sincere means not an act, but genuine. It doesn't mean that you're perfect. It doesn't mean that you'll never make mistakes. It doesn't mean that you'll never lose your temper. It doesn't mean you won't have difficult days ahead. But sincere means you're not acting phony, but you're truthful with your children. You don't have to act like you have it all together. And one thing that we do too often is we try to act as if we are perfect to our children. And if we do that, we're going to harden their hearts spiritually. And one of the worst things that we can do is try to portray that we have everything together to other people, and in the same breath, not caring how that affects your children. And that's going to cause them to have a hardened heart spiritually, because they'll see who you are with others and who you are at home. And we need to be humble enough as parents to admit that we make mistakes, that we don't always get it right, that we're sincere and we're genuine with our children, that we're not trying to put on a front or to be fake or phony or showy. And Paul says the faith lived in his mom and his grandmother. It wasn't something that they just said, but they lived it out. We have to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. And I know as a parent, sometimes that happens where we're telling our children what it is that they need to do or what God's word says, but we're not doing a very good job of living that out in our own lives. And so be encouraged that we be humble enough to show our children that we make mistakes, but we're going to do our best to live out God's word to help that legacy grow for our children. And I know that Mother's Day isn't always a joyous day. For some of you, you didn't receive much encouragement, maybe didn't receive a whole lot of love. The legacy passed on to you was a legacy that you would never want anyone else to have to receive. And so this day can be a day of disappointment, a day of frustration, a day that brings back memories that you really don't want to have come back up. But I want to remind you of this. The legacy that you received, it does not have to be the legacy that you leave. That God can turn your life around from the legacy that you received and make it something completely different, the legacy that you leave behind. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, Paul says, "For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God." And that's the amazing thing about God, that he can take broken things and restore them and make them whole. And God gives himself away again and again and again. That he gives a free gift of himself. He's our gift that can change our life around. And something that we do too often, and I think in our current generation, we maybe do this more than prior generations, is that we like to look at the legacy given to us and how we were raised by our parents and say, well, the reason my life is the way it is today, the reason I have the problems I have today is because of how my parents raised me and all the mistakes they made. And then that's why I am the way that I am. And we like to pass the buck in that regard. I know some of you have been raised in an abusive home, and I'm not speaking to that. But I'm speaking to the fact that a vast majority have been raised by loving parents who try to impress faith into your life. Did they always do it right? No. None of us do. Did they make mistakes that they wish that they could have made better or never made? Oh, yeah. And we do today as well. In fact, your parents could blame their parents. Your children today could blame you down the road, and you wouldn't want that either. But we continue to try to do our best to be mindful of the legacy that we're leaving behind for our kids. And so the Apostle Paul says that you've been given a spark to fan into flame a great legacy for your children, to blaze your own path, to create your own legacy. And moms, I want you to keep spiritually investing in those kids, to not give up, even when it seems like it's not working or you're not going anywhere or you're not being encouraged by anyone else, to be encouraging. Don't give up. I want to close this morning with a story that I had heard from a man from a prior church that I'd worked at. The man recalled in his upbringing that his father was an alcoholic. And as he got older, he and his two brothers, about into their teen years, the father finally succumbed to his alcoholism. He just packed up his things and he left the family. In and about that time, his mom decided to start going to church. In fact, this was something that she had wanted to do for a long time, but she had kept that hidden because her husband, this man's father, did not want anything to do with the church. And recalled that he and his two brothers were teenagers at the time, and his mom had started attending church. And as the boys got old enough to leave the home, all three of them in their 20s, they had a decision to make. What legacy were they going to follow? And he said, unfortunately, we decided to follow the legacy of our dad. We got into things that we shouldn't have done. We lived a kind of a life that wasn't that great, not to be too proud about. But a few years later, as we got a little bit older, all three of us wised up, and we realized that we had followed the wrong legacy, and we decided to start following the legacy that our mother had lived. And he said a few years later, he had looked back on that time and those transitions of following after the legacy of the father and then deciding that that was wrong and they needed to follow the legacy of their mom. And he recalled his mom and he said these words about her. There was no one to join her, no one to encourage her, no one appreciated her diligence, but she never gave up. If you want a legacy, what greater legacy to have than for your children to say, you know what? She never gave up. I hope you're encouraged this Mother's Day to continue fanning that flame of faith and building that foundation for your children and leaving that legacy that will help them in the future. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Glad you tuned in. And I hope you've been encouraged. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day that reminds us of our moms and how important they are to us. And I pray, Father, that this day that they've felt appreciated. And then, Father, above that, as we've worshiped you this morning, I pray that you feel appreciated by us, that we do what we can on this side of eternity to serve you and to love you with all that we have. And I would pray with in view talking about the legacy that we leave behind, that we wouldn't be tripped up by the legacy that was passed on to us, but Father, we would blaze a new trail, that we would make the decisions to follow you wholeheartedly, that our children would see that lived out in our lives, that we would do the hard work of encouraging our children and laying that firm foundation of Christ so that their lives would start out on the right foot. And Father, through their lives, that they would be able to leave the kind of foundation that would honor you. I pray, Father, that you would just help each and every one of us in this way. Father, I pray that you would continue to bless our church family, that you would continue to keep everyone safe and healthy. And I ask you, God, to just continue to be with those loved ones who are in nursing homes, that you would, Father, protect and care for them as well during this difficult time. Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you that he laid his life down for us, that he loved us that much. I pray, Father, that you would use us this week, that would be that shining light on a hill. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great week.